This is Dr. Bhai Singh of the Ask Your General Judge for the University of History of Sabirgarh. This is the 7th and Ask Your Verge. Your book is 312-1961, Sushing Maxi, and that's the message. And so I'd say, I'll be showing the blood pressure because I'm a child. You're up here, please. You're passing. The number is the reduced blood pressure and can't find the time to take a picture of the blood. It's super okay. But my first topic is using super positive blood pressure. Second blood. Exam pressure during do a nice bias safe more. Or then worst case is in the stress for enterprise, run up to us for animal gas, sorry, bias, or leak of a salary. There was a small 2 to 3 millimeter nodule noted in the antrum, which was removed completely with the cold polypectomy. Removed completely by the cold biopsy. Dr. Picture, the retro pressure is inside the restaurant for a cardiac restaurant on the ground, but it was shared by Jensen. Patient appeared to be short segmented parent bias for taking slag legs. It was the more pressure with my complex five number quote. Short segmented parent bias for taking slag legs. Not so bad, so we can also see if there's any dysplasia happening. Number two, gastric, small gastric nodule, 2 or 3 millimeter, removed completely with a cold polypectomy. In the interim area, number four patient, multimodal gastric bias with my lupine. Number four, multimodal gastric bias for taking the recommendation. Away from the stomach bias, because for away from the gastric bias here, we want a headache with pericles, a positive treatment, number two, over the gastrointestinal biopsy. If the gastrointestinal biopsy comes out to be atypical cells, then recommendation have endoscopic ulcer for the evolution. Otherwise, if the Barrett's esophagus comes out negative for dysplasia, repeat the perinostomy in 2 years, continue the next important primary follow-up to return leadership. Please send the cavity patient chronic care provider, Dr. Leslie Garcia Rivera, and probably Dr. Parham Seri, dear pursuers. January 30th, 2023, patient option.